Hello and welcome to the AI Assisted Author. I'm really glad you've decided to join me on this course and I think you're going to find it very interesting. So just a bit about me, I'm Joanna Penn. I write nonfiction for authors. I also write thrillers, dark fantasy and crime and a bit of horror under JF Penn. I'm also a podcaster. I have two podcasts, the Creative Pen podcast for writers and also Books and Travel, which is, as you would guess, about books and travel. So I've been a full-time author entrepreneur for over a decade now, and I've always used the latest technologies to help me with my publishing, my book marketing, and in some senses with my writing. I've been very interested in how AI will help us as authors as we continue to move forward and the technologies keep developing. But let's go back to basics. What is AI? Now, AI stands for artificial intelligence, and this is a definition from IBM. I've linked to the article here. Artificial intelligence leverages computers and machines to mimic the problem-solving and decision-making capabilities of the human mind. But we are talking about what's called narrow AI, which is there are tools, computers, machines that do very specific jobs. And that's what we're going to be talking about in this course. It's like, for example, making a video. That is a very specific thing. And there are tools that have been built to essentially mimic what we would do when we make a video and it's done it for us. But what's interesting at this point in history is really that big data and machine learning, deep learning, there's a whole load of language that we use, but essentially you don't have to program the tools anymore. They are capable of learning in terms of we input a whole load of data and the AI tool will learn what it's supposed to do and then will achieve a particular goal. So again, making a video, it's like, okay, make a video with this stuff and it outputs a video. Now, learning, intelligence, these are all words we use for humans, but again, we are mimicking, we're not actually saying that there is an artificial intelligence as such. It's just a domain-specific application in one particular area. So I want to sort of dispel the, all the robots are coming for our jobs type of thing right up front. What's also interesting is the fact you are already an AI-assisted author and you're also AI-assisted in the rest of your life. For example, do you use Amazon to self-publish your book or do you use Amazon to shop? And of course, Amazon is powered by the recommendation algorithm, which is based on big data and deep learning. Do you use Google for search or do you use Gmail, for example? If you use Google search, which I can't believe you don't in some form, that is AI assisted search. Then of course you can use a smart assistant, you can say hey Google or hey Siri or Alexa or whatever. Those things are all powered by AI. Then in terms of social media, do you use Facebook ads? Then that is powered by AI. And then there are tools that we use, Pro Writing Aid, Grammarly, and things like Spotify and Uber that we use in our daily life. These are all already powered by AI. And you can see they're very domain specific. So the AI that Spotify uses is about recommending songs or recommending audio, because of course they're moving into audiobooks and they have podcasts. So their recommendation engine, their recommendation AI is domain specific around audio. Uber has specific AIs that help it with sort of matching people's place in the world with drivers and cars and pricing differentials and things like that. So you can see that you're already using AI assistance in your life and that those are domain specific. And the question that I'm really asking now is how can you be more AI assisted or AI enhanced or AI extended? How can we use the tools to make our work as authors and our life as authors and our income even better? So I want you to consider if you're having sort of negative reactions in any way, consider how technologies already do this for you. So the internet, are you internet assisted or internet enhanced? I think we probably all are. How many of us would give up the internet by choice? Not many. Your computer, I'm recording this on my laptop. This is also the device I use to write my books. It's what I use to do pretty much everything. I run my life and my business on this device, a laptop. Then think about your smartphone, which for most of us is within arm's reach at all times. And in fact, here's mine. Yes, so we use our phones in all kinds of ways. I mean, I mentioned there Spotify and Uber. I use them on my phone. I use Google on my phone. I read on my phone. I get news and I use social media and I do all these things. So the internet, your computer, your smartphone, these things already assist, enhance and extend you as an author and just as a person. But of course, they can't do anything on their own. This laptop is incredibly powerful, but it doesn't do anything unless I drive it, unless I log on, open up ScreenFlow, which is what I'm recording on, open up Keynote, which is the slides there, and then hit record, and then it does its thing. So basically, I am driving the tools to do what I want to achieve, the goal I want to achieve, which is to make a video for you. And I want you to think of AI tools in the same way. They can be incredibly powerful, but they still need you to decide the direction. But the other thing that's happened is that the pandemic has accelerated converging technologies. And whatever you do in your job and in your work life, in your play life, in your author life, there is going to only be more technology coming. And I would rather be using it and exploring it and trying it out and surfing the wave rather than drowning in it, resisting it and having a sort of negative view towards the technology. Because this is an article from VentureBeat, which is a great blog I follow. With post-pandemic AI, we've now stepped into the age of acceleration. And they quote here from Alphabet CEO, which is the company that owns Google, Sundar Pichai, who basically says, "I view AI as a very profound enabling technology. If you think about fire or electricity or the internet, it is like that. But I think even more profound." So this is something I feel in the last decade, I could not run my business without the internet. I could not have left my job and become a full-time author entrepreneur without the internet. And so I embrace technology in order to take me towards what I have in terms of my creative and financial goals. And so what I think is, if I have used the internet so far in the last decade, well, how can I use AI and whatever the internet will become in the next decade to both enhance my work, assist my work and make it better and just have fun with it rather than resist it? Because technology is moving on regardless of whether or not we want it to. And I love this book by Kevin Kelly, The Inevitable, Understanding the 12 Technological Forces That Will Shape Our Future. It's a couple of years old now, but it's absolutely prescient in terms of what's starting to happen and what will be happening over the next decade. So Kevin says, this is not a race against the machines. If we race against them, we lose. This is a race with the machines. You'll be paid in the future based on how well you work with robots. And when he says robots here, he also means AI and all the other technological tools. It is inevitable. Let the robots take our jobs and let them help us dream up new work that matters. And I see this as hopeful. I know some people will see these things as negative, but I see it as I already race with the machines. I already use these tools to help me create what I want in the world and to help me connect with people all over the planet. So I already work with the equivalent of robots in terms of the online tools, the internet-enabled tools, the technologies that I'm using to talk to you right now. And I want to continue to use the tools as they emerge, which is why I'm sharing a lot of things with you in this course. I also think it's important because authors sign contracts every day, which potentially might limit the ability to use AI tools in the future. And I wanted to give you an awareness of the possibility to help you understand how your choices now might affect your future earnings and what you can create later. For example, right now, if you sign away something like story rights with an exclusive deal with some kind of audiobook, or if you sign a contract that includes all formats existing now and to be invented or to be created for the term of copyright, you will very likely miss out on future opportunities that you could use for your work. And so it seems to me that a lot of creative people are avoiding the discussions with AI because they're potentially scared of what might happen. But in doing that, in not being aware of what's available, people might be signing contracts that will stop them taking advantage of it in the future. And my goal is always to empower authors with more knowledge so that you know what your choices are, and then you can make an informed choice rather than signing something and then years later regretting it. So let's get into what's in the course. So I totally acknowledge that the course is a snapshot in time, and it's all about awareness of the possibilities and also an understanding of some of the principles around the AI tools for authors. So for example, here's some screenshots of a fiction writing tool called PseudoWrite, and this is how I'm going to show you some of the software as we go through. I'm not going to demo any software. I'm not going to do any tutorials on how to use things. I will be commenting on them and using some screen prints. So under the principles of fair use, commenting on software and whatever you want to comment on is completely fine. But I'm not doing tutorials on these various AI tools because, again, technology moves so fast that even if I did do a tutorial, which would probably be fine, things will move on and it will be out of date already as soon as I do it. So I'll be going through a lot of different AI tools in all the different areas, and you just get there to decide which ones you want to use and go down the rabbit hole of your own investigations. So each lesson covers a different area of how AI can be applied to the author business, as well as some principles you can use as tools develop over time. You can watch out of order, but some of the lessons refer to each other. For example, prompt engineering is definitely something you want to go through before you get into the particular areas like writing fiction and nonfiction and things like that. So just to give you a brief overview, the first one is on a techno-optimist attitude and why this helps. Then I go into problems with AI, absolutely acknowledging bias, problems in diversity, deep fakes, and more. And if you know about the problems, then you can use the tools in a more effective way. Then I get into an introduction to natural language generation and GPT-3 in particular. Now, remember, I am not a programmer. I am comfortable with technology, but I am not a programmer. I'm not technical in that way. And so I try and explain these things from a layperson's perspective so that it will help you to understand in principle how these things work without having to do any programming. Then I do a video on prompt engineering and curation. And to be honest, this is one of the key things I have learned in the last year. I think that this is the video that will help you as tools change because, as Kevin Kelly said, it's about working with the tools and learning how to communicate in a way in order to achieve your creative vision. And so you must understand prompt engineering and curation of output in order to use these tools. Then I get into AI and copyright and some of the issues around that, and then into the actual application videos where I go into different areas and talk about the tools available right now and some of the fascinating things you can do with AI. So that includes writing poetry, writing longer form fiction, short stories, novels, that kind of thing. Then how you can use it to analyse your plot and your structure, writing nonfiction and journalism, followed by editing, content creation and marketing. So things like blog posts and ad copy, then AI assisted book marketing from other angles, narration, video production, and translation. Then I talk about how AI is being used in other industries like in visual art, generative art, and also in music, before finishing with how to be an ethical AI-assisted author, which I think is a really important angle. So each lesson has a video like this one, audio and slides with links and notes. So you can click on all the links, you can go down the rabbit holes, and if you want to just listen rather than watch, you can do that too. I know some people prefer to download all the audios and just binge listen and come back to look at the slides later, so you can definitely do that. Each can be viewed and played online, or you can download onto your devices. And there's also a resource section where you'll get my AI ebook and audiobook, as well as other things like a bibliography of recommended reading and other stuff. There's also an area where you can ask questions. So if you have any questions or thoughts or comments, you can always add them there, and I will be in and out to answer those over time. And I may well add more videos as things change. So before we get into the content, I think it's a good idea to reflect on how you feel right now. So what are your thoughts about AI before going into the content of the course? Why are you even doing this course? Are you excited and ready to go? You want to learn all the stuff? Or do you have some sense of trepidation? Are you worried and you want to do this in order to soothe your mind or at least know what you're getting into? Right, let's get into the content. I'll see you in the next video.